The San Antonio Mill is located on the left bank of the Guadalquivir River, sharing the Watt River with the Albolafia, Dayeth, and Enmedio Mills. This mill is already documented in the 13th century, although its origin may have been even earlier, from the Islamic period. It has a rectangular floor plan stretching from east to west and divided into five different bays. Its eastern facade is apsidal in shape to resist the current and channel the water into the canals and wicket gate. The first bay is formed by a barrel vault entrance passage, which opens in an arch to the forward apse and the body of the mill. The apse has a quarter sphere dome, with three gates to close the canals and three arches attached to the walls on brick pilasters. The main body of the mill has a barrel vault and is divided into three sections. On the sides we find the ledges to support the grinding stones. The central space remains free, leading to another body in which there is another central stone and an open staircase that connects to the upper floor. This was built between the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. At the beginning of the 18th century, it began to go by Molino de San Antonio, due to an image that was located in a niche in the entrance facade. Between 1840 and 1864, a new bay was added, as well as another millstone. During the 19th and 20th centuries, it was handed over to several owners. In 1946, it was in the hands of Antonio Caballero Álvarez and his heirs, until it was acquired by local company Pro Córdoba at the beginning of the 21st century.